With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. At the state Republican convention in Billings this weekend, party leaders said it's time for Republicans to get behind the presumptive nominee, Donald Trump. Two large Donald Trump signs hung on either side of the event stage in the Grand Ballroom at the Northern Hotel. Beneath Trump's slogan, "Make America Great Again," smaller signs checkered the wall in support of other party candidates, U.S. Congressman Ryan Zinke running to retain his seat, and Greg Gianforte, the Bozeman entrepreneur, challenging current Democrat Steve Bullock for the position of governor. Center stage, a red sign with bold white lettering reads, "United We Stand." U.S. Congressman Zinke addressed the crowd of more than 100 county Republicans with a similar message.
It's going to take all of us to win. And if we do the same thing that we've done previous, circle the wagons and shoot in, we're going to lose. And so as a military commander and your congressman, I have one request. Unite. Unite.
Just a few weeks before, the state GOP convention was shaping up to be a much more contentious event. But on May 3rd, Ted Cruz dropped out of the race, and Trump became the presumed Republican nominee. Montana GOP Chairman Jeff Esman says Cruz was popular in Montana, and it was going to be a close race between Trump and Cruz during the state primary. But with Cruz out, Esman says Trump has his support and has the support of a growing number of Montanans.
Oh, I think Republicans are coming together both locally and nationally from, you know, what I see in terms of the national polls, in terms of the conversations I've been having with Montana Republicans. I think they understand that it's important that Hillary Clinton not be elected president and allowed to appoint potentially three justices to the Supreme Court.
Esman says the support of Trump as the GOP nominee is a combination of people believing that he could be a good president and other people just wanting to support whoever they think can beat a Democrat in the general election.
You know, the important thing is that Republicans that are interested in restoring a government that abides by the Constitution need to turn out in November to elect a Republican.
It'll be interesting to see how the popular vote comes out in Montana.
This is State Representative Nancy Balance from Hamilton. Over the weekend, she was voted in as one of the party's electors for the Electoral College. She says some people may not be excited about a Trump nomination, but
I think that what we need to do now, though, is just get behind the candidate that wins. I know there are a lot of people who had their favorites in this race, and we had so many that we started with, and kind of one by one they've dropped out and people have gotten a little bit discouraged. We had a few people who did not come to the convention because their favorite wasn't here, and I think that we need to get past that quickly and support whoever the candidate is.
225 county delegates registered for the Montana GOP convention. 156 showed up. GOP spokesperson Shane Scanlon said he couldn't speak for the no-shows and there could be a number of reasons for them not to come to the convention. Scanlon said after Trump won Indiana and became the presumptive nominee, Montana's convention wasn't contested. I talked to about a dozen Republican Party members at the convention. None had anything negative to say about Trump being the party's nominee. Nancy Balance.
We don't need to be united as Republicans on all issues. What we need to do is be aware of what our goals are, be aware of what we intend to put in our platform, and then stick to those goals. And one of our goals, obviously, is to make sure we have a Republican in the White House.
Balance expects Republicans' comfort level with Trump to rise once they learn more about the kind of people that will advise Trump if elected. U.S. Congressman Zinke agreed and then compared Trump to Ronald Reagan.
I support the nominee. What I'm waiting for, like many of you, is who that team is around him. And if you remember Ronald Reagan was a good candidate, but became a great president. But today we revere Ronald Reagan because his cabinet is legendary.
Zinke gave a verbal nod to the supporters of the other 16 Republican candidates who were in the race before Trump became the nominee. He said any of the original Republican candidates were capable of being the President of the United States. 24 delegates were elected during this weekend's convention to represent Montana Republicans during the July National GOP Convention in Cleveland. We'll have a full list of those names on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.